From Spark and Anvil and Inkquest, this is Ladai, in Chapter 1 of the Inkquest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Led is a small magpie with black and cream feathers, a chunky reporter vest, and a tiny notebook poking from her pocket. She's endlessly curious, and she carries a special set of angle cards, each one a different way to find the real story. Some say change over time. Others say compare groups, surprise, hidden people, or weird stuff. Led teaches story from data, finding the real story hiding in a pile of numbers. Lots of people think that's just making pretty charts, she chirps. It isn't. Numbers are only facts, and facts alone make nobody feel anything. But numbers plus the right angle? That's a story that matters. Her favorite question, asked of every dataset, what's the story under the numbers? Led grew up in the village newsstand, a busy place, papers rustling, ink smelling fresh, in a family of magpie story finders who'd worked for the village paper for generations, famous for spotting what everyone else walked past. But she didn't understand her family's real gift until a slow afternoon at the stand. A neighbor dropped off a boring page of library numbers, and everyone yawned. Little Led was about to yawn, too. Then her grandmother tapped one line and smiled. Look closer, little bird. The story isn't in the numbers. The story is what the numbers are telling you, if you listen. And when Led listened, she saw it. Buried in that dull page was something surprising, something people would actually care about. It was like a magic trick, Led says. The same boring numbers, and suddenly, a story. You just had to find the angle. She's chased that angle ever since. When Ledai turned 12, she walked to Inkquest, the big school for young journalists. Carrot, the head mentor, met her. What is story from data? Ledai didn't blink. It's the angle. What's the story under the numbers? Numbers plus the right angle? That's real journalism. Carrot smiled. You are appointed. In her workshop, Ledai loves to show it. Watch, she holds up a plain white card. Library visits went up 12% over 5 years. Just a bare number. So what? Boring. A few kids yawn. She doesn't mind. Then she pulls a bright compare groups card. But where did visits go up? Teen visits jumped 45%, while senior visits went down 8%. The room goes quiet. Then a surprise card. What does everyone think about libraries these days? A kid guesses. That they're dying? Exactly. Everyone thinks libraries are old news, but our numbers say the opposite, especially for teens. Now the angle is sharp. She scribbles a lead sentence and reads it aloud. Many people think libraries are fading, but in our town, teen library visits shot up 45% in 5 years, even as senior visits fell. There's the story, not just numbers anymore, news. Then she teaches the angle tricks by name. Change over time, trends beat single moments. Compare groups, differences tell stories. Surprise, numbers that contradict what everyone believes. Hidden people, real people behind the numbers, the most important angle of all. And weird stuff, the anomaly that doesn't fit often hides the best story. And one firm rule, don't bury the Ledai. Never hide your best finding on page 12. Put it right up front. Is finding the angle hard? A student asked her once. Ledai grinned. It's not hard. It's just, what part is surprising? What goes against what people think? How does it touch real people? That's where the story lives. She looked out at the class, and her eyes went bright. Because that moment, when a dull column of numbers suddenly matters, when you feel it grab your heart, was the moment she lived for. It made her feel wide awake and glad every single time. The bright little spark of a boring pile of facts turning, right in front of her, into a story someone would actually care about. that spark, the numbers coming alive, was to let A the very best part of the craft. You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to LED. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.